Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. We're still playing the canned 5e edition of Dungeons & Dragons. Hope you're enjoying it. Rob is leading us through this adventure.
Hello.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Steven.
So, are we going to find this dude or what? I forgot what his name is. I'm so mad at him.
Beldar.
We're so good at this.
Rockseeker.
Gundren Rockseeker.
Yeah. Is that really his name, or is that like a...
Nope, that's his name.
...never-ending story name?
You're thinking of Rockbiter.
Rockbiter.
Oh, I am.
And his first name was Roger, but...
These look like big, strong hands.
All right.
Let's just call him Benedict Cumberbatch.
Sounds great.
Yes. Last time on Critical Hit... Yeah. Come on, Rodrigo, get into the fun.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, on the other side of the table. Now you can goof off and make the DM's life miserable.
Oh, I could. I could do that.
Slowly warming to the idea. Yes.
After getting or nearly losing your lives to a band of orcs, you decided to... Take another quick break.
Yep.
Before you headed the rest of the way into the woods to Cragmaw Castle.
Right.
So essentially, you have one more, about a half day of travel to get to the castle.
Now, did we manage to get a full rest after that?
Yes.
Yay.
You guys are fresh.
I have all the spells.
So maybe about half a day into the castle and through the forest to get into the castle. And... I'll need marching order.
Last.
Middle.
First.
I said first.
Rock, paper, scissors, go.
Paper.
Can we just put them next to each other?
Sure.
All right.
Fine.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Just put one on top of the other.
Yeah.
Wait, how tall is Veska?
Piggyback.
Like, oh man, I totally said. She's like 5'6" or 5 or something like that.
We're almost the same height then. Yay!
All right. Let's see if anything happens.
Yep.
Nope.
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 Hooray! Maybe.
Hooray! Nothing happens.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening.
So you guys arrive at Cragmaw. Pancake House.
Yeah. I'll have the Grand Slam.
So, it's just a little afternoon when you guys arrive at Cragmaw Castle. The sentries have not been kind to Cragmaw Castle. The goblins have shored up the weakest areas beneath its falling towers with crude timbers, but it's only a matter of time before the structure collapses completely.
I'll start knocking out timbers with my hammer.
Those of you who are slightly more observant can see arrow slits in the castle walls about 10 feet above the outside ground level, which looks to be just a little ways above the interior floor, as you can see stairs leading up to the primary entrance. The castle consists of 7 crumbling towers of different sizes and heights, but the upper stories are all in varying states of collapse. A short flight of steps leads up to a terrace in front of the main entryway. Past the wreckage of a pair of sundered doors lies a shadowed hall. Round towers loom over the entranceway, with dark arrow slits looking down on the terrace.
All right.
Is there like a moat or anything?
Nope.
Front door approach should be fine.
I don't think that's true. Should we have a look around to see if there's some accessible place?
I think that'd be a good idea. Let's wander around it.
Sneaky. It's time for the sneaky sneaky.
So we'll go around giving it a wide berth.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're not able to give it too wide a berth and still examine it.
Sure.
But let's see. When you get to the south side, you see a side entrance. On the south side of the old castle, an overgrown path leads to a passage that climbs up into the wall. A large iron door stands here, sheltered from direct outside attack. Air slits 10 feet above the ground overlook the path.
Shall we go this way?
Let's keep going. Okay. See what else we can...
If you guys want to go ahead and give me search checks.
Searchy.
Search perception, probably. Yeah.
I'll go... Oh, okay.
Do we get a bonus to perception?
If you have it in your skills.
I don't know, do you?
Look in the box.
Is this perception or investigation? Perception?
Perception.
Okay.
18.
Cool.
4.
8.
Veska.
17.
Malagog.
10.
Do I get, advantage on this?
For because goblins?
Yeah. Tracking and recalling info.
I would say yeah.
Roll another one.
We're going to stick with the 17.
Because the new one's a 4.
Yeah.
Did you beat a 15?
No.
Okay. So the two of you that beat 15 see a, once you come around to the northern side, see a trail leading up to a dusty canvas in the side of one of the towers. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like a curtain?
Yeah. Like just a...
No arrow slits or anything around that?
Is it like a door with a curtain over it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe we can go in there, man.
Yeah. No, you don't see any... there's some arrow slits on the tower next to it, but nothing specifically looking down on this.
Okay.
Oh.
That looks...
promising.
Guarded, yes. And very easy access into the castle.
At least we're not going to have to kick down a door.
True.
What is that?
I mean, you could kick this curtain in.
Walk up to the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Peek inside. Don't open it all the way. Just peek inside.
Inside, Spruun Tower. This tower has almost completely collapsed, although the ground floor still has a little open space. Rotting crates and ancient barrels show that provisions were once stored here. Heavy curtain blocks a crumbling area to the south, and an intact door leads east.
Ooh, this area is empty. Come on.
All right.
Head in there.
All right.
Sneaking inside.
So, yeah, you've got a door to the east and a just a passageway to the south.
The way which we came out. You're in. Go to the door.
And you came in from the north.
Oh, I thought we came in from the south. Okay.
There's two exits from this.
Okay.
Yeah.
North, south.
And the passageway to the south is crumbly.
Yeah, it looks like it was... may not have been a door there to begin with.
Ah.
Or if there was, the door isn't there anymore. It's just covered with another hunk of canvas.
Okay. Peek through that. Does that lead back outside or to another area?
To another area.
Okay. Peek through the canvas.
It's another room, kind of empty, more rubble, as you can tell where this is one of the ones that's the structure above it is less stable than other areas.
Okay. Go back over to the door.
All right, the door.
And
listen at the door?
Listen at the door, yep.
Give me a perception.
Oh, wait, hang on. I'll pull out a little shot glass. Here, listen with this.
Okay. Take the little tiny shot glass. Put it up to my ear. I hear the ocean.
It's like, the other way around. I flip it so that the back is...
Turn it around.
Yep.
And then put it up against the door.
Yep.
Is that supposed to give me any bonus?
It's help. Okay. So you have advantage.
Okay. And what does that give me?
Roll two dice.
Two d20s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not that 15. One.
I really thought that was a double botch.
15.
That would have been
amazing.
That would have been awesome.
Would have been awful.
Yeah, terrible. You can hear what sounds like there might be someone behind there. You can't quite tell if it is or isn't.
Okay.
But there's definitely sound. There's sound coming from there.
Okay.
Sounds like life, but you can't quite tell if it's, you know, people who's talking. If
who's
it's
our assassins?
I'll point at Drenar.
who's our sneaky assassin person?
That's me. I am sneaky.
Well, how are we going to get him to the door, though?
We'll have to open quietly.
We went almost all the way around the castle.
Yeah.
Is it from what we saw? Is this leading deeper into the center of the castle, or is this like another tower?
The castle is like 90% towers. It's a little on the ridiculous side. It looks like no matter which way you're going to go from here, it's going to go at least a bit deeper into the castle, because the entrance was basically right in the middle of the northern wall.
Who has the greatest stealth?
I do.
Do you really?
Same law. I don't think you... Do you have a +5, dude?
To what?
Stealth.
I don't have a plus to stealth.
No, he has a negative to dexterity.
Rob made dexterity my dump stat.
And he's got armor, which will probably give him disadvantage.
Vesca holds up a finger.
Okay.
Waves it.
I would say you need to open the door quietly and survey what's on the other side.
Okay.
Without being detected.
In case something could be hammered.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I pull out my...
I will definitely, if I see something needs hammering, I'll be like, you guys.
All right.
Do that thing. Don't worry about that. All right. Am I rolling a stealth check?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Do I have advantage somehow?
Oh, I can't think of a particularly good way to help you sneak.
No, it's okay. I mean, like, because it's...
Give her softer shoes.
Favorite enemy?
Nope.
Okay. Not great. 12?
Give me a sec.
I cast animate door.
What?
It eats you.
Yeah, so the door creaks just a little bit as you open it, but like nothing.
It's not my fault.
Loud.
What's in there?
You step through and it basically looks just like another passageway. In front of you, directly in front of you, is another doorway. And off to the right looks... Just a sec. Find my place in here again. There's a curtain off to the south.
All right. I'm going to try and sneak up to that curtain and look behind it.
All right. Go give me a perception.
16.
Right. Yeah, you hear breathing behind the door or behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain.
Yeah. From the other side of the curtain, it sounds like there's definitely people in there.
More than one people?
Probably.
Okay. I gesture at the others to like indicate like goblins in there. Probably.
See, did you guys follow her into the room? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. We're probably like at least looking through the door.
The doorway is what I figured they were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you have to step. Sorry, I guess I could have described this a little better. You have to step back a little ways for them to be able to see you again. They couldn't see the curtain from outside the room.
I got you. Okay. Getting within view of them, gesture like goblins in there.
Should we just run in there and start fighting?
Sounds like as good a plan as any.
Yep.
We should run in and start crushing skulls.
Unless we want to sneak past it and go to the other door.
I don't think we're going to be able to do that.
All right, let's kill them all.
Okay.
How do you guys want to set this up? Are you guys going to try and sneak into the room at all?
No. Yeah. I think we should try and get the drop on them.
I think probably. So you said this is behind a curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And did Vesca manage to peek behind the curtain?
No. Do you want me to?
Well, if you think that you'd be able to, I mean. When she gets near and she hears breathing, is it is the curtain moving because something's standing, literally just breathing on it?
No.
Can she tell how close something is to the curtain?
Or is it the kind of breathing that comes from sleeping things?
They're definitely not asleep. But she's not able to tell that, other than the fact that there's more than one.
Does it sound like our princess?
How much?
It does sound like dwarven's breathing.
here's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Vesca can set herself up right in front of the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
Malagog should just run in there, take down the curtain as he goes, and then just start smashing things, and then the rest of us will rush in.
Agreed.
Sounds good.
So I'll make a signal for Vesca to set herself up.
What if I fire? Can I shoot through the curtain? It's just a curtain, right?
Yes.
You could shoot through it, but what are you shooting at?
Breathing.
The other side.
The other side.
With our luck, it's probably a baby.
Shoot.
It's a heavier breathing than a baby, but
a really big baby.
It's a large baby.
It's a baby yak. Yeah. Bull rush.
A baby nun.
Might be a large, tied-up dwarf.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Bull rush.
Wouldn't it smell weird? Smell different, weird.
You can't tell any. You can't identify any smells in here.
All right,
this place smells like goblin.
Oh, gross.
So we all know the plan, right?
Just
on the count of three.
All right,
one, two, three.
Aldous. Steven's checking.
18.
Drenar.
12.
Neron.
12 fast.
I hate you all. But mostly Brian.
Yeah, no, they don't even have an initiative thingy in the monster manual.
Vesca.
4. Whatever.
She took a little longer than expected to get ready.
It's a fast 4.
She's just being polite.
Malagog.
16.
First round. You guys are going to get a surprise round since you are able to catch them off guard. Sort of. You catch the guards off guard.
Okay.
That's stupid. They're supposed to be guarding.
Yeah, they're guarding the arrow slits in the wall over here.
I sure hope no adventurers walk through here.
Yeah. They expect to have heard something by now if the adventurers were walking through here. But it's a pair of hobgoblins. This is obviously a barracks. There's a quartet of beds over there. Which is what the green rectangles are. There's a brazier, which is what number one is behind. And if you end up on the brazier, you take damage. It should be a 1d4 fire damage.
So don't sit on the obvious fire.
Correct.
Okay.
And know that not every Dairy Queen is a brazier anymore.
Also correct.
And
you've ruined my night because we don't have a Dairy Queen brazier anywhere near here.
We used to, though.
Oh, did we?
Yep.
There's one up on 21st Street. I just get you
even sadder.
Not Dairy Queen.
I'll mail you a Dairy Queen burger.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather not. So, you bust through the canvas, and for the sake of this round, Malagog is first. Since, he did the busting.
We can't pass through one another.
You can.
Oh, okay.
But for the sake of this round.
Yeah, the thing started because he ran in.
So, Malagog.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Melagog.
Right.
I'm lime green and about to crush some skulls. What am I doing?
I imagine you're walking up to one and crushing his skull.
Walking my butt.
Rushing?
Did I just rush through the curtain and rip the curtain down with my mighty green arms?
Yes, that's when initiative started, was you
okay,
came
cool.
rushing
I hope
through.
It's a beaded curtain.
Son of a monk.
That square is now difficult yeah. terrain. No,
everything's difficult terrain now. Those things are awful.
When you're me, hang on. Everything is difficult terrain. I've got an axe and I got an no. What's 13 versus AC?
And/or
versus whatever.
That's a miss.
Crap cakes! I hate 5th edition.
Okay.
What did he roll?
13.
A 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do have the ability to reroll my reroll, but I think that that's probably a thing. So I run across the room, and I swing and a miss.
All right.
And that's my turn.
All right, Aldous.
Okay, I'm going to follow suit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And uppercut with my hand axe. To the back of his head, because he's turned around looking at this big orc thing. And I get a 17 versus whatever.
Miss.
What? Really?
Really?
Really,
all right,
really.
Well, really, then really. I'm going to attack with my unarmed attack as a follow-up. 20.
Hits.
All right, you got to hope, right?
Yeah.
See, up until now, I was like, oh, good, maybe I won't have to cast any spells. Oh, a 15 miss? Nope. Here we go.
Yeah.
4. Blunt trauma to the back of his head.
4? Okay. He takes it.
All right. And Clock just for fun... Out. What is my speed?
You should have at least 2 more.
Yeah. I'm going to move 1, 2 right over here.
Okay.
That way somebody else can come in and hit him or shoot him or something.
Maybe. Dunskis?
I am done.
Neron!
I'm going to move over here. And then... actually, before I do that, does Veska have a... Well, I guess you can move.
She has line of sight to him.
Okay. So, as I run past Veska, I'm going to basically like give her like a huge obvious like thumbs up that guy, thumbs that guy up, thumbs up that guy. And I'll give her Bardic Inspiration on that. And then I will... like kick a rock at him to distract him.
Oh man.
So Bardic Inspiration and advantage?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Helper.
Might as well. Also, it's entirely possible that Draenor's gonna take advantage of that advantage.
Ah. Very possible.
Alright. Done?
I think so. That's everything I can do in a turn.
Draenor, ask your question.
What is that circle thing?
It's the brazier, which I already described, you okay. jackwagon. Ask the question you've asked of every other monster in this game.
I can't even get into range of them.
Amazing.
Why are you being so hostile?
Acid spray.
Upon
number one.
Okay.
As I spin my orb, it's only a 10 reach thing.
How's that one work?
10. I roll a con.
12.
Where's that page? That page.
Oh, you got a hit.
He makes it.
Barely.
Boo. 12 is the save.
Okay, so nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Done turn?
I suppose.
Veska!
Till I get closer.
It's me. Okay. She's going to...
I should have javelin.
Use her longbow and try and shoot number one.
You can't see number one.
What? You said I had line of sight. Oh, two?
To two,
two's
yeah.
Where, that
yeah,
guy?
You've got okay. line of sight straight through there. Whereas this...
You have to move a bit.
That's a wall.
There's a wall between you and one.
And I got advantage on this guy?
You have advantage on this guy.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Longbow attack to the face. Just out of curiosity, what kind of armor is he wearing?
Chainmail and a shield.
Chainmail and shield.
Although his shield is down right now.
And yeah, the other schmuck?
That's a mistake.
The other schmuck, they're the same. They're outfitted the same. They look like they might be brothers.
I see.
Or sisters. You don't really know. They're hobgoblins.
Yeah, hobgoblins.
16?
They're actually distant cousins.
Shield's what, a +2? So yeah, 16 hits.
Yeah. Hey, wait, what's your Bardic Inspiration do?
You could have added a d6 to that, but that sticks around basically for the whole fight.
Okay. All right. So...
I need you to freaking inspire me. I don't think I've hit anything in like 5 games.
Okay. You're next on the list.
I hate 5th edition.
That's 8 piercing damage.
Ow.
Yeah.
He has an arrow in his chest.
Oh, in his chest. Is he dead?
No.
Okay. Sorry, tell me again what those rectangular shapes are.
Beds?
Oh.
Those are weirdly shaped beds.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
This is a hex grid.
Okay. True. They don't know how to make beds. Oh, no. Okay.
They just cut a log in half. And
that's my turn. And then they just sleep on the ground. It's weird.
Yes.
All right. Top of the order, Aldous.
Axe again to number one's head. Or any other... Man, this time his neck.
Somewhere where you might happen to hit?
Some fleshy part.
Or probably not.
9.
Elusive necks.
Then punch to the face. 15.
Also no.
Oh, boo. Turn is done.
Dang.
Malagog.
Double-handing my hammer of smitery.
Okay.
Smiting and smitation. I quickly... spin on a whim and slide to the right. Something, 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 electric light, and I crush his skull! I don't know all the lyrics to that song. With an 18 versus the one...
An 18 hits.
Yay! We know the number.
See, you don't need Naren's help.
Naren? I always need Naren's help. How does my game work? I have not played Dungeons & Dragons for 2 weeks. Do I not have a 10? Oh, crap. I have an 8. I have a 12. I put away my 10s. Please stand by. Oh, good. 4 points of damage.
All right.
Crap.
4? Wow.
I rolled a 1.
That sucks.
What kind of action is it to ready a shield?
To ready a shield? I think it'd just be part of the draw. Or, like, part of a move.
Okay.
So, yes, I have struck him. He is struck. Is he dead?
No.
Yeah. That would be my turn.
All right. Neron.
Oh, that's me.
That is you.
All right. Let's see. What do I want to do here? I'm going to go 1, 2, 3... Yeah, I'm going to have to get in there no matter what.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I need to...
Unless you actually want to be next to him.
Yeah, I want to be next to Aldous.
No. Yeah. 5.
Yep.
You could go around the other way.
Those are hindering.
Could he not go through
I guess Malagog's. He'd be able to go through Malagog.
Yeah, but I'm going to end up next to him no matter what.
Yeah.
I think the idea was he was trying to avoid melee.
Yeah, yeah, that was basically it. But that's 3, okay. 4, 5, 6, I am going to go. I might as well go this way because then I'll be next to these two guys. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just go like this. Boink, boink.
Bouncing off people's heads.
Yep, with my fist up in the air. so I'll end up there. And basically, as I run around, I will wipe like some dust off of Malagog's shoulder pads. Like basically, as I'm running behind him, I like clean him up and like adjust his belt a little bit. And that'll be Bardic Inspiration there. And then I am going to. Let me first cross out that I use my second Bardic Inspiration. And then I am going to cast Heroism on Aldous. So I'll put a hand on him, and suddenly there will be a magical glow and a glowing blue, like, totally, like, standard cartoony, like, pirate hat will appear over his head, and, like, his leg will have, like, a super large peg appear on top of it, and he'll probably actually get, like, a huge mustache.
Long flowing spectral beard?
Probably. assuming he doesn't already have that. So here's the deal. You can't be frightened, and every turn, on each of your turns, you get 3 temporary hit points.
Woo!
And they don't stack, so if you don't get attacked, they just cover each other up.
What's the duration on that?
The duration is concentration up to 1 minute. And I was wrong before. In previous games, I thought that you needed to spend a bonus action on your turn to concentrate.
No.
Apparently, you don't. So the only thing about concentration is that if you get hit, you have to roll to see if you continue concentrating, which is not a mechanic that I like. But we can get into that later.
What do you have to roll?
It's like a con check or something like that.
All right. Done?
Yes.
Drenar.
All right. I'm going to walk up to this goblin guy, rolling up my ball as it starts sparking inside, and press it against the guy, let loose with a shocking grasp.
So what happens if you...
I get an advantage on the attack if he's wearing metal armor.
Okay, do you want to grab a second D20 then?
I only got the one.
You want to borrow one?
You want to curse twice. One of mine?
Yes.
It's not the dice, it's the player.
Well, that was probably good.
Well, I told you.
I told you. Brian rolled it. You can roll it and you won't
22.
Get ones.
22.
All the time.
See?
22 will hit.
Nice. It'll be 5 lightning damage.
And kazap.
Pow. Good job, fellow.
Ha ha. And he collapses with a yell, choking smoke out of his lungs. All right. So, Hobgoblin number 2 gets to go.
Jumps out a window and falls to his death.
No. Yeah. They're arrow slits.
He shoots himself out of an arrow
slit.
He
squeezes.
He puts the arrow up to his head and pulls the bow back.
Crawls under the bed.
Don't you guys have a chance to look into this room? And the fact that I'm a terrible artist, there's actually a door on this wall and a door up here.
Okay. What?
You want to just mark him? I mean, unless this guy's just going to escape now and we're not going to care about the... Okay.
He realizes what's going on. He was right here. He will actually fire an arrow upon the monk, because the monk has the least armor. Looks like the squishiest.
But I'm so fast.
But he looks
look
the
like
most
the
heroic.
Squishiest.
With my glowing hat and pig
catch
leg.
It
doesn't get there. 1, 2, 3. And run into this
anyways.
Room over here.
Okay.
Gotta follow him.
Yeah, we better... Get after him.
Should we?
He's gonna tell everyone.
He's gonna, the screaming hordes of...
He might be telling everyone in that room over there.
Yes, I know. More so that we get after him now before...
Well, if they're in there, we'll just shut the door.
Before 10 million of them come after us.
We give chase.
Tally-ho!
Okay.
What ho!
Before I exit the room, quick look around. Anything worth taking?
Possibly, but...
All right, I'm moving too fast.
Yeah,
you're running at top speed there, Popeye. Like, just keep moving.
I might want to check on these beds later.
Okay.
You still have inspiration from last time, don't you?
Did I probably. Give you inspiration?
I don't. It should be on your character sheet.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, do you guys all give chase immediately?
Yeah, I think we all run after him.
I do.
Nice. Well, go ahead and keep initiative then. So, Veska.
Me. That's me. What about it?
You're way over there.
My speed is...
very fast.
Where's my speed? Top. 35.
Woo. 7 squares.
That's 7 squares?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Get me as far as I can go towards following seven. That dude.
She can seven do is, a double move.
Yeah, if she does a dash.
If you want to move.
Yeah.
Bloop.
That'll move you into that other room with no other actions.
Okay.
I hop over the others.
Do you want to this go all the way into the other room?
Well,
yeah.
Or should I actually you tell can, you what's in here first?
Yep, you I already can said yes.
Well, you can. The thing, the beauty of movement in D&D Next is that you can stop moving, then start moving again.
Okay, so.
Okay. This is definitely a room for full of babies.
So you're in Owlbear Tower.
Owlbears, hooray! Oh wait,
the Kraglins have captured an owlbear and confined it to this tower.
That's a weird way of pronouncing Albert.
Yeah. The upper floors of this tower have collapsed to create a hollow silo at least 30 feet high, and the upper reaches of the room are lost in shadows. Dust, rubble, and broken glass cover the floor, and old work tables and bookshelves lie strewn to the south. In the middle of the room is a hulking beast that looks like a mangy bear with an owl's head. It rears up and roars when it sees you.
Why is the owlbear got books and stuff in here?
Because he gets
Because he's
bored.
A wise old owl. Go up to him and Where's ask how many licks does it take to get to
the center
of the
books.
Tootsie Roll.
I said bookshelves.
Where's that dude I was following?
He is about two paces ahead of you.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the owlbear.
No. We're working on getting the owlbear.
Now we know how many holes it takes to fill the owlbear hall.
Okay.
And...
Okay, this is a room with an owlbear. So, I'm sorry, but are owlbears like people?
No.
Or are they like...
They're like animals.
They're, magic, big, scary, owl-headed animals.
It's a large monstrosity.
Will that work? Because I don't have
large,
an owlbear.
Right?
Large.
Hey, yeah. Everybody be quiet for a second.
All right, here's a rock for now. That's not large.
So is this like a person or like a not person?
It's not a person.
Okay, it's
a
not
bear
a person.
With an owl head, quite literally.
But that doesn't mean anything
they're,
in magic land.
They're
okay.
Like the combined intelligence of a bear and an owl.
It's a giant monster that we may have to kill.
Okay, does the owl bear look like it hates the goblin or what?
He looks like he hates existence.
Are they best friends? Okay.
They're dating. Yep,
wrong one. Let's see. In the middle of a room is a hulking beast that looks like a mangy bear with an owl's head. It rears up and roars when it sees you.
When it sees me.
Yes.
Roar. What's the goblin doing? Hobgoblin.
He has stopped basically just outside of the owlbear's reach. I have a question.
What's up?
Yes.
For the people who've actually used a hex grid before, how do you do a large-sized creature?
According to the new DMG, there's supposed to be 3 adjoining squares for a large.
So it'd be that?
Yeah, like bloop, like a triangle.
Okay. 11. So this was your 11th move. You have 3 more spaces that you can go.
Okay. Another question. Are there, like, doors and stuff in here, or is it just one big room?
Right now, what you can see is there's some rubble off to your right, walls, and just you can't make out anything other than the walls and the giant vicious thing in front of you. Doesn't look like there's doors, but you're also not particularly paying attention to examining the room.
And you said it was chained, yes?
No.
So.
All right. Is it like an? Did I come through like an open door or like a curtain or what?
Open door. The goblin. Okay. The hobgoblin opened a door to come into here.
Okay.
How big is the door?
It's 5 space. You can enter it from either of these two spaces.
Okay.
And it always goes to this space.
So I'm guessing the others can see this now.
Drenar and everybody except for Malagog can see what's in the room. Or can see the owlbear. You can't really see what's in the room other than just kind of a straight line back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Beska, right. Owlbear, and Wall.
I'm here.
Owlbear.
I said you still have 3 spaces of movement.
I can just chill here.
Alright. So top of the round.
If you're going to like stay in the room, you might want to go one more space just so you tie up the guy in melee and make him not be able to get away quite so easy necessarily.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah sure. Let me one square closer.
Do you want there or there?
Don't get closer. Yeah, by the wall.
Yeah. There we go.
So
but that's it.
You can I wanted to eat her.
Potentially get an attack of opportunity.
That's a marker.
Marker.
Smart. Thank you, Brian.
No problem.
And top of the order is Malagog.
Hello!
Oh, I thought I was
first. Sorry. My bad. Aldous.
All right. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. And yeah. I'm going to chuck a javelin right at the owlbear's face.
Okay.
No.
No, you're not.
No.
It sails over his head and clatters into the darkness beyond. And then I'm just going to move up right up next to him on the far side. 1, 2, 3. Yep. Right there. Yeah. And then I'm going to use my key power and do a flurry of blows on him. So first unarmed attack is a 19.
That hits.
4-4.
Okay.
And the other one is a 13.
That hits.
Oh. 4-7.
Total of 11. All right.
And I'm done. Oh, and let's see. 5, 6, 7. Space. I'm going to move back one space now.
Outside of his range?
Hopefully, yes.
That's going to provoke an opportunity attack.
Oh, okay. Then I'm done.
Okay. Owlbear's turn.
Uh-oh.
Owlbear got a really high initiative.
But I get 3 temporary hit points because I moved.
Yes, you do.
Ah.
Ooh. Multi-attack. The owlbear makes 2 attacks. One with its beak and one with its claws. So, bite. That's going to be a 21.
Ow!
Versus what? It hits.
Uh-oh. For 6 damage.
Okay, so there goes my temp. And, okay.
And then a claw. It's going to be a 22.
Oh, wow.
And I don't have any D8s.
Back when I was a pirate, we had to fear the bear D8. Parrots. Like, you didn't want those up on your shoulder, especially when they poop down the backside.
Like, owlbear, that's ridiculous. Not like a gull boar.
Yes.
What? 2 dice?
Yep. 10 damage.
Ouch. I am at 4.
Whoop. All right. That will be the owlbear's turn. So, Malagog.
Hello. How far can I get into that room?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just outside of being able to hit the owlbear. However, you could get to the hobgoblin.
Ah.
All right, let's see if I can get to the hobgoblin.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
The hobgoblin.
I'm going to swing double-handed and skull-crushing finale. Actually, I'm not going. Every time I say I'm going to crush a skull, it doesn't hit. So I'm going to bisect a line between his pupils.
Gently massage his scalp.
That worked. 24.
That'll hit.
Whatever the hell. Okay, now. Something, something, critical, blah, blah, blah. There is something that has to do with rolling a 19, isn't there?
Not at this level.
Not unless your class says something, but I don't believe you do.
I could have sworn there was something about if I roll a 19, it's the same as a 20.
Oh, well. I think that only happens at the higher level. Thing?
I don't think so.
It's entirely possible that I just made it up.
we talked about this last time.
Wabada 13 points of damage.
Ow, he's dead.
To the Hagen. Aha!
You claved him in two.
I claved him with a hammer?
I claved him!
Yes.
The glaiven hammer, the thing! Okay, I am...
You smushed the middle down out of him, so he is now in two pieces in a puddle.
If I used my action surge, I could not attack, could I?
You would not be able to attack, no. Unless you used your ranged weapon, of which I believe you have one.
I do have a ranged weapon. How big is this owl bear?
Quite a bit bigger than you are. He's
monster. I'm 5'8". Yeah. I'm tiny.
Fair enough. It's about as twice as big as you are and three times as wide.
All right, I will use my action point and I will use my Framistat. I am going to attack him, whirling my hand axe into his face.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a 20. Okay.
It's a natural 20?
I rolled a 20. Yay. Yeah, nat 20. So I have a critical. How do criticals work in the new rules? Let's do this again.
Roll your dice twice.
Yeah.
Actually, I roll my dice three times. Because I have a power.
Oh.
Melee crit, I can roll one damage die an extra time. I
have this isn't a melee crit.
It's a racial ability. Okay, right.
Your mom's a male. Okay.
Roll all the attacks damage dice twice and add them together, then add any relevant modifiers as normal.
All right. So I roll two of my damage dice for the hand axe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then add your strength.
My strength?
Strength modifier.
Whatever you
Whatever you normally add to it.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure. You guys are confusing me. 6 and 5 and 3 is 14.
Okay. It has a hand axe embedded in its shoulder.
In his eye. His eye, man! Okay. Now my turn is over.
Alright. So, Neron.
Oh, let's see. I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And use a bonus style action to heal that guy.
To heal the guy.
To heal Aldous.
Aldous Albear food.
Yes.
Oh, what do I need to do for this concentration thing since I got hit?
Nothing. No, I'm the one who has to concentrate.
He's concentrating. Okay. He's the one maintaining the spell.
Yep. Okay.
You just have to look like a pirate.
Yeah. You heal 4 hit points.
All right.
Wow.
And then for my actual action, I'm going to make a noise like a mouse beehive. Right? That's what an owlbear would be into?
That would be, it would, yes.
Oh, bother. There go those mices again.
Yes.
A bee mice hive.
Yep. Which is probably just going to be a confusing noise, but yeah, I'm going to put advantage on it.
Okay.
Think.
All right. Done?
Yep.
Drenar.
All right. I'm going to move up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or whichever one. It gives me a better line of sight. As I unleash some magic missiles.
Your butt.
What? Owlbears are scary. So, 3d4 plus 3. Wow, 13.
Wow.
Nice. Okay.
Pew, pew, pew.
You see him just kind of poof, 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 feathers fur.
Nice.
Veska, since all the hobgoblins is dead.
Yep.
Hobgoblins.
What can do about hobgoblins? She's going to try and shoot right next to the wound that Malagog already gave it.
Okay. You do have advantage on this one, I believe.
Yeah?
Yep.
How come?
Because I put advantage on it.
Woo!
Yeah. And it's 16.
Hits.
Yes. That's 7 damage.
Okay.
And she's going to just stay there.
All right. So done?
Yep.
Aldous.
Hand axe to the other good eye. His, not mine. Yes. Follow it up with a blow to the face. 14?
Hits.
Woo!
4.
Okay.
Don't punch the elf!
Yeah, you see it kind of
but if I
shake
move,
its
but
head
if
a little
I move
bit when
back,
it connects.
It's going to provoke?
Yeah, it's...
You can circle around it.
You can circle it, but you're... If you use anything other than an actual action to do a disengage, it's provokes an opportunity
so
attack.
Instead of attacking, you could have been like, whoa, 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 man. Yeah. And then you could have moved away. You do have 3 temporary hit points, though.
Yes, I do. So I'll just stay here.
All right. Well, you're tasty and in rage. So a multi-attack.
He gets a multi-attack every time, or is that a
action,
one time?
Action, multi-attack. The owl bear makes 2 attacks, one with its beak and one with its claws.
Mm. Claw, claw, bite.
Bite, claw. That's, beak. 11?
Miss.
Woo. Claws. Also 11.
Miss.
Woo.
You can use that one again.
Yes. That dice is our friend.
That dice is buried.
That dice is super hard
to never
to
be
raid.
Seen again. All right. That'll be the owlbear's turn. And it goes to Malagog.
I shall hammer at the owlbear with my hammer in a two-fisted fashion. You said there's an axe in his face or his shoulder?
Shoulder is where I said
I'm going to hammer the axe deeper into his shoulder and try and sever his body at the
shoulder.
Half.
Sounds good.
That'll totally work. If I roll better than a 3. 8 doesn't even touch him.
No, it does not.
Hang on.
No. Oh, I have a thing!
Yeah, I mean, you could potentially hit it with a... Yep. Well, what, a 13 hit. He rolled an 8, so...
Yeah.
I mean, there's a chance.
So there's like a 1 in 3 chance.
Yep.
I rolled a 5 on my bardic inspiration.
Well, there you go.
Hits.
Good call. We're a team. We're like team something. We need a cool name. All right, so that does hit.
Mm-hmm.
Two-handed Warhammer hit, so it goes 8 points of damage.
All right, you hammer that axe further into his shoulder. It is not looking very happy about this.
Well, would you be?
Probably not.
Okay. That's my turn.
All right. Neron.
Again? That's weird. Let's do... Yeah, I'm going to try to make eye contact with it and then give him like a weird eyebrow to put advantage on it.
Okay.
And think that's going to be it. I'm down to one first level spell, so hopefully Aldous doesn't die this turn.
Drenar! Alright. I'm just going to try something. Walk in here, start pulling out my javelin, and chuck!
Okay. I can get advantage.
Oh, alright. Take the 12 for 15.
Hits.
Awesome.
You not have a D6 out.
I must have lost my D6. 7.
It drops.
Ah!
It's a javelin lodged in its neck, just kind of... One dead owlbear.
Definitely getting that javelin back.
That's your lucky javelin.
Heck yeah.
So, any exits or anything from this room? Or
now that you can examine, it looks like this tower was mostly... it's mostly rubble. The only real exit or entrance was the one you came in.
Okay.
You might be able to crawl through to another part of the castle in the rubble, but you can't.
Okay. I'm going to go back into the other room. Look around them beds.
All right.
And there was another door back here, right?
Yes, one over here. And then there's this door over here.
You'll find... Let me see if there's actually listed.
So there are no further exits in the owlbear room.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go
Where
back
that
and
goblin going.
I'll go over here. Probably go hide behind the owlbear. I'll stand over here and keep an eye on this door, I guess.
Okay.
And there's actually, also a door and that over door. There I'll too. Keep an okay. eye on both doors.
Good Fair call. Enough. Yeah, go ahead and give me a perception check while you search.
16.
Cool. You'll be able to find between the beds. You're gonna find
some dirty magazines.
Yeah. Now you're gonna find a scroll of Revivify.
All right.
A scroll of Silence, and 90 EP.
90 EP. That's like higher than gold, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
That's smaller than copper.
What?
No, it's like between silver and gold.
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's like a 50-cent piece.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it an alloy of silver and gold? Or
what was the first one? Resilience?
Revivify.
Revivify.
Does Malagog have hair?
Yes, Malagog has long, blonde, flowing hair.
Yes.
Okay.
He has a grand mullet.
Oh, no.
So once I manage to... yank the javelin from the beast's neck.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably go join Neron, help him keep watch. Or
Revivify, you touch a creature that has died within the last minute. The creature returns to life with one hit point. This spell can't return to life a creature that has died of old age, nor can it restore any missing body parts. It is a third level conjuration.
Yeah, hey, I don't know what this does. This is probably more up your alley, and I hand it over to Neron. Yeah,
cool. And then there was also the Scroll of Silence.
Silence.
We're not going to talk about the Scroll of Silence.
Silence. It's a second level illusion. For the duration, no sound can be created within or pass through a 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point you choose within range. Any creature or object entirely inside the sphere is immune to thunder damage, and creatures are deafened while entirely inside it. Casting a spell that includes a verbal component is impossible there.
Spells are just really not my thing here, guy.
Okay.
And I give it to...
We can't cast second level spells, can we? Or scrolls?
I believe you can use a scroll.
Even if it's a higher level.
Spell scroll bears the words of a single spell written in a mystical cipher. If the spell is on your spell list, you can use an action to read the scroll and cast its spell without having to deprive any of the components. Otherwise, the scroll is unintelligible. If the spell is on your class's spell list, but of a higher level than you can normally cast, you must make an ability check using your spellcasting ability to determine whether you can cast it successfully. The DC equals 10 plus the spell's level. Mm-hmm. On a failed check, the spell disappears from the scroll with no other effect. Once the spell is cast, the words on the scroll fade and the scroll itself crumbles to dust.
But you said this was a level 2 spell, right? The silence one?
Yep.
Just so you should be able to do that.
Nope. He gets level 2 spells at level 3.
What?
Yes.
Because everything is measured in levels in Dungeons and Dragons. And not
even when the
else.
Levels don't correspond.
Yeah. Like, at the highest level spells that you can cast are 7 in this, I think?
Nine.
So that doesn't come around at level 9. That comes around at, like, level 20.
Okay, then. Where to next, everybody?
I searched
the beds, yes.
Okay.
We should probably make sure that these rooms
And we did look around in that other room, too. But, I mean, I didn't search the owlbear. I mean, it's an owlbear.
Did you look around in that other room?
Yeah, because I said, what's in this other room? And you were describing it about there's some rubble we could probably crawl through, but...
You asked if there was other exits.
Ah, okay. Well, I didn't search that room.
Well, could Veska and or Malagog have searched that room while he was searching under the beds?
Sure. Sounds like Veska would.
Yeah. Guys, you have to, apparently you have to say this stuff. Like, you have to say, I look here, I look under the rocks, I look over there. Otherwise, it's...
Check that dead hobgoblin that you killed.
Search for traps.
I check the owlbear.
Alright. You don't find anything in owlbear, but in the random detritus in the room, you find another 120 gold and a potion of healing.
Well, there you go.
Hey!
So Malagog gets 120 gold and a potion of healing. Or Veska does, I guess.
Veska's like, you hold this.
What am I holding?
She gives him the gold and the potion of healing.
Okay. I'll totally hold that for you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
I wonder why this owlbear had so much money.
I bet you it's stuff that was left behind when other people were eaten in here.
Yeah, you kind of...
But it was all together, though.
You found a chest that was kind of buried under some of the rubble.
A human chest.
Wow, the owlbear buried the chest under all this rubble. He was probably saving it for, like, retirement.
For college.
Yeah. Sorry,
poor
buddy.
Kids college.
I would pay money just to hear Vesco's Wild Kingdom. But, like, Albert was totally stupid and stuff, but he could bite twice.
Mutual of Omaha presents Vesco's Wild Kingdom.
Mutual of Waterdeep.
Yes.
Because you could die tomorrow, just like the poor bastard whose chest that was.
Yeah, just like all these dead people.
All right.
There's an owlbear bank. Maybe he was their accountant, and that's why he was in here.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yes.
All these bookshelves.
Yeah, he's the goblin accountant.
Yeah.
All right, here's what I suggest. We check what's behind that door.
Yes.
Possibly fight some stuff. Then we check what's behind the door and possibly check and possibly fight some stuff. If there isn't anything to fight, then we sit down for
short rest.
Aldous to take a rest. Because he's not looking good. Too good over there.
I do have 2 healing potions, Aldous. Oh. Will one be helpful for you?
Yeah, healing potion would be great. Thank you.
Here, why don't you drink this?
I have one. I did have one healing potion, but I drank it because Malagog.
2d4 plus 2 hit points.
2d4.
Let him hold that gold too. He likes that. Makes him feel better. He told me.
5 plus what?
2.
7 hit points. So that puts me back up to 15. Is where I'm at. Plus my 3 temporary. Do those stick around?
For now, yeah.
Okay.
How many hit points is a lot
after battle?
That's why I was wondering if they fell off after battle.
Well, it's concentration, so for the next 10 minutes.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
As long as every 6 seconds you're like, oh, right.
Yep. Yeah. Or nothing hits me over the head.
Yeah. So...
Do owlbears, have live birth, or do they have, like, eggs?
Yes.
Yes.
They give birth to live eggs.
Yes.
I rolled a 20 in nature. Not a natural 20, but altogether.
All right, so answer her question.
actually, it depends. They have
Does it come from the head or the tail?
Yeah, so basically, in particularly harsh winters, they can retain the eggs inside their bodies and then give birth to live young, but most of the time they lay eggs.
But wait, question. Does the male do this while the female goes off and gathers food, or...
Aww.
Or how does that work?
No, they're actually a very solitary species. Usually, after, copulation, the male only has a short amount of time before the female remembers that there's another owlbear in her territory.
Well,
they're very aggressive creatures.
Shall we all gather back in the... room before that owl bear starts to stink?
Yeah.
Stink
it.
More.
Yeah. So you didn't really notice any stench of owl bear over the stench of goblin in the
These
castle?
These are clean animals. These are one of the cleanest animals.
This one's not terribly clean.
Would it taste like chicken or bear?
Here's a unique opportunity, I suppose. So yeah.
I'll
walk over to the door.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
This one.
Okay.
Is this the door you're getting ready to open to see if there's anything dangerous behind it?
Yep.
I will accompany you in my hammeriness.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I will get close by, too.
Yeah.
Yep, yes.
Me, too.
And I'm sure that Vesca will probably want to
be lurking around there somewhere in the close by back.
Arrow formation.
Vesca meanders around.
Well, before we open this door, how about we take a break this week? Come back all next right. week and see what is behind door number
four.
Three. One,
it's
two, three.
It's a zonk.
If you have any questions, podcast at majorspoilers.com. We thank everybody for your support, and we look forward to venturing with you next week. Until then, 5th edition.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.